Right pitch charcoal might be the way to save Eskom and South Africa from load shedding in the future. After this week, we discovered that some people believe that that is plausible. And dude, I was dragging around a wheelie braai stand around the streets of Johannesburg. I was in malls, I was in parking lots, I was all over the place, and people gave me looks, dude. Mm-hmm. But how many of them do you think fell for it?
I think a lot of people fell for it.
Do you think so?
I don't even want to say they fell for it. They were like massively convinced this is the right thing to do, not for just themselves but the rest of the country. I must also say thank you to you and producer Nick for like risking your lives and just going out there for such a great cause.
This is very hectic.
You guys are great.
We could have been robbed. This was a very beautiful prize
stand. Nelson Mandela, you say.
It was a long walk to charcoal, or at least electricity freedom. Yeah. No, it was wild. It was actually quite ridiculous. I was in a college shirt doing my absolute best. It was funny though, because we laid on the guilt trip so heavy, because this one poor woman, she was in a hurry, she was driving, and I said to her, ma'am, could I have a moment to talk about the future of the country? And she said no, and I said, and I don't know why I said this, I recognize that it was cruel, but I said, oh, no time to talk about the future of South Africa? Okay, great, thank you very much for your time. And there was just like a coldness. But chairperson and great leader Zondo, you were the reason why we took to the streets in the first place. It was for your organization, Coalition.
Oh, absolutely. And I just need to commend you on how you looked,